I do have some exciting things to talk to you about tonight. There's a lot of exciting things that are happening. We're going to go ahead and mute you out for right now, and then we'll give you opportunity to talk. We got several people on the call tonight that are going to give us some instruction and talk to us about the wonderful things that they're doing. I've had opportunity today to be on a couple of Zoom calls with several leaders. Julie Hansberry had a call today with Phoebe Trotman and her group. Some of the winners of the, and I like how they did this. They those who brought the most guests to the Relationship Marketing Summit that we just had in Vancouver, won a phone call with Jordan and I. And today we had that call. It was a Zoom call, and there was a half a dozen people on there. We had a one-hour discussion, which was phenomenal. I mean, it was just so much fun. I want to see us doing a lot more of those. You're going to see me a lot more available to do a lot of Zoom calls with your groups. We just had an incredible conversation. It was a recorded call. You know, there's just a lot of really great things that are going on in the world of send out cards, and we need to make sure people are exposed to it. So things are going really well at the corporate office. We are doing some amazing things. We're running hundreds of thousands of cards every single day, pretty flawlessly. We've got numerous updates to the site. I don't know if I'll go through this list, but we'll make sure that we make available on the website all of the fixes and different things that have taken place. Things are working very, very well. So actually, I guess I will read through these real quick. Just various ITS fixes, the send delay causing cards to get scheduled in 2019, that's been fixed, so that it now works properly. Any affected cards by that have also been fixed. Improvement to loading on photos and card previews have taken place throughout last week. Improvement to the address validation process has happened. We can see what is wrong with the addresses now. It's easily fixed, the address and the card history. So there's a lot of fixes that have happened in order to streamline and make things work well. The site was down for a few minutes today, and the team did a great job getting things back up in order and running. We've got a lot of traffic going on this new platform and a lot of testing that were happening and different things. We're putting new hardwares and different things in place in order to accommodate that. And part of what I want to address with that, you know, and I mentioned this on a leadership call last week, is that, you know, we have a brand new platform that's going to allow us to build some incredible things. I shared some of those things on the leadership call last Wednesday. I won't have time to share them tonight, but some monumental shifts will happen in send out cards over the next 9 to 12 months. Huge things are happening as far as dramatic enhancements to the entire process of our site, ease of use, seamlessness to social media. All those things are all being worked on right now, none of which could happen without us doing what we did this year, the updates that we did this year to the site. Everything's in a non-flash environment now. And so with that in mind, you know, everything is brand new. So it's very difficult for us to be able to balance out and plan for all the hardware issues, because we don't know exactly what the load balances are going to be. So as an example of that, you know, if a lot of people say, well, why don't you just stack the whole thing down and just have numerous networks, put in numerous new pieces of equipment and hardware and stuff like that. That all sounds logical, but the problem with that is that if you overdo it, it causes glitches to your site. So you have to be very, very careful in how you do it. So we anticipated what the loads would do to the new technology, and we had some glitchiness last week, so we had to up some of our networking things that we work on, some of the hardware that we put in. But we balanced it right, so we didn't overdo it and we didn't underdo it. But that was the cause of some of the issues of last week. And this is kind of the tail end of getting all this new system put in place. And so we're ready to go for the new year. So we're excited about that. And I'll tell you, and by the way, while all this is happening, hundreds of thousands of cards are successfully going off these presses every day. You know, we are putting on new subscriptions in record order. We have great orders coming in for cards every single day during the holiday season. You know, things are running very, very well at Send Out Cards. So be patient with any of the issues that might be going on, because we're on the tail end of that. And as we get through the holidays, now we're going to have a very balanced system. It's set up for the heavier load times. It's properly set up. It's going to be a great environment for our programmers to be able to build what we're planning to build over the next 6 to 9 months. So we're excited. I mean, there's a lot of really neat things that are going on. Keep in mind, and what I said on the call earlier today, is that we are building for the future. We're not just a greeting card and gift company. We have competitors that are coming out there that are greeting card and gift companies, and that's great. We're not just a greeting card and gift company. We are building this system to be the best relationship marketing system on the planet. We are about relationships, and anything we can do to enhance relationship is what we're about building. The cards and gifts are one of the vehicles to get your activity, what's in your heart, out to people. But there's technology in between that we're working on to make it a very seamless process for you to be able to do that. So whatever you're doing on social media in the future will be a seamless process to what you do in Send Out Cards. Whatever you do in Sendogo, which is a new product coming out to attach to our CRMs out in the world, will be seamless to what you'll be able to do in Send Out Cards. We're very excited about the process. It's taken longer than anticipated. We've had our challenges along the way. But stay with us, my friends, because we are revolutionizing the way people do business, and we're revolutionizing the way people create human connection out there. We're about helping people act on their promptings every day, and we're the best in the world at it, and we're going to be proactive to continue to be the best in the world at it. There's things that we are developing that a lot of the mainstream people that use our system don't know about. So we're developing those things. And you're going to be able to experience them over the next year. We've put a huge commitment into this. Big announcements are coming, starting in January. The 1st of January, we have big announcements coming in January, like amazing stuff. You know, you're going to be hearing about a new, just all the things that we're going to do to be training and teaching and there's a lot of things. We're going to have a new online training system, live and recorded. We're going to have live training events going on, different than what you've experienced before. It's going to be a new system come January. We're going to have a new element of an opportunity meeting that's going to be going around the world. Very unique, not like any other network marketing company's opportunity meeting. Ours will be very unique to our product. And we're going to be traveling to different cities all over the world starting next year, starting in January. And we're going to do kind of a co-op with BNI to do that. It's revolutionary in the way we're going to send out cards out to the world. People could come and see what it and BNI can do for their businesses. We're excited about that. We've got new live trainings that we're planning that we'll bring out on the road. And we have a slightly different format to the Relationship Marketing Summit. We're talking seriously about making all of the RM summits next year in Salt Lake City. It'll be a day and a half event where people will be able to come in, and part of the event now will include a tour of Send Out Cards, and it's going to be a huge part of the actual seminar. You'll be able to come in and you'll be able to participate in the production of the cards and things on part of the day, and then we'll still have the full day event. And we're probably going to have 3 to 4 of those events a year, but people will come to Salt Lake for that event. All the other events we're going to take to the road. Now, I've given you more information than I wanted to, probably more information than the team wanted me to. But I'm excited about this, and I want you to know that we're not resting on our laurels here. It's all hands on deck. We are really excited about what we're doing next year. and you're going to be seeing a lot more detail on everything I just said in the next couple of weeks. I was planning on a 3-minute introduction. We're now 11 minutes in, so sorry I got on a little bit of a tangent there. We have some winners of our $2,000 challenge. I want to mention their names really quick and congratulate them once again. They've been congratulated online. There was a little bit of confusion on who actually made it, so I'm going to make it very official here. There are 8 winners to this, not 7. There are 8 winners. We had Matt Sherb, Kathy Peterson, Brian Perez, Lisa Joyen, Brenda and Michael Sanchez, Willie Diefenbach Jones, Darla DeGrandi, and Chip Barkle. There's 8. Those are your 8 winners of the $2,000 for $2,000 bonus. And those 8 distributorships helped all of us raise the bar on what the possibilities are out there. They put on $2,000 worth of subscriptions in the last 30 days, following the example of Cheyenne Lake, who inspired this whole thing. And hats off to all of you for that activity over the last 30 days. You're going to be seeing us do some of these types of things in the very near future as well. We're going to have a bunch of fun with that. Having all that been said, I have some special guests on the call tonight. Jordan Adler is with us, and Jordan is actually going to interview a couple of people for me. I'm actually at an event with my kids this evening. We're actually putting toys together for Christmas, and so I'm at an event that I have to get back to. So what we're going to do is Jordan is here, and I've asked Jordan if he would interview 2 of our winners. We've asked Willie Diefenbach-Jones and Brenda and Michael Sanchez to be our guests on the call tonight. Both, all 3 of these individuals, Brenda and Michael are a team referral partnership. Willie Diefenbach-Jones is a referral partner out of Texas, both of which are winners of the $2,000 challenge. And I want to congratulate all 8 of our winners. And you get to hear from Brenda and Michael and Willie tonight. And Jordan will facilitate that conversation. Jordan, are you there?
I am here, Cody. That was a really great summary of what we have to look forward to in the future. I really appreciate you sharing that with everybody.
Well, I know it's a little premature. I knew you knew about that. You and I had a planning meeting on Friday, I think it was, and we're still getting some final details out on that. But when I get this excited, I'm the only one that has permission to let things out of the bag. So did that. But
I appreciate the handoff, and I'm looking forward to spending a few minutes with Willie, Brenda, and Michael here.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody. I appreciate you so much. God bless you all. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. We will not be having a call next Monday. It is Christmas Eve in the United States, December 24th next Monday, so there will not be a call next Monday. The office will be closed next Monday, December 24th. We're giving all of our hardworking customer support people and everybody that's been working so hard there, we're giving them a 4-day weekend. So they're going to have Saturday and Sunday. Well, actually, Saturday will be open for customer support, but they will have Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday all off to enjoy the holidays, and well-deserved, very well-deserved, that group of people. Just can't say enough good about the folks at Send Out Cards and all that they do for us. So with that being said, by the way, another huge announcement in January, a huge amount announcement to our management team in January. So it's going to be a big deal. So it's pretty cool. Thank you, everybody. Jordan, take it away. Thank you, guys. We'll see you now.
Thank you. Enjoy your evening. Thanks, Cody. Hi, everybody. Welcome to tonight's call. Willie, are you with me?
Yes. Hey, Jordan.
Hi, Willie. Brenda and Michael, are you on with us?
Yes, yeah, we're on.
All right, fantastic. Well, thanks for joining us. Willie, are you in Houston tonight?
Yes, I am.
And Brenda and Michael, are you in Colorado?
We are.
All right, great. So I want to start off by just saying this. my phone, I just have to turn the ringer off on my phone. There we go. Okay, I just want to start off by saying this. It's kind of like the Roger Bannister 4-minute mile. You know, nobody had done that for so many years. Nobody's ever done it. And then Roger Bannister came around and he went and ran the 4-minute mile, which everyone believed that you would die, blow up, explode if you ran a 4-minute mile. And he did it. And then within the next year, a handful of people did it. And now today, I don't know, tens of thousands of people have run 4-minute miles. You, for the people that have a hard time getting subscriptions signed up, you are like the Roger Bannister. You are two of the eight that are like the Roger Bannister. And I know for me, when the first thing for me was that whenever I went for something, achieved something that I didn't believe was possible, the first thing that happened was I actually stepped into it and decided I can do this. So I want to start off by asking each of you to tell me, first of all, what are you going to do with your $2,000? Willie, why don't you start?
Okay. I'm going to do several things with my $2,000. First of all, I gave quite a few gifts away from it through send out cards to the people that helped me win the $2,000. And then some of the referral partners, my very last person that came on was referred to me by another guy. So I sent him a gift. And then I'm going to use the rest to buy some new furniture. Much needed new furniture,
all right.
Jordan.
There you go. I love it. All right. Fantastic. That's great. And I love the way you're, you know, using some of the money to, you know, bless other people. So that's fantastic. Brenda and Michael, how about you?
So, Jordan, thanks for having us on the call tonight. We are going to do the same thing Willie did, and that we have already sent out a bunch of gifts to those who helped us to make the challenge. And then with the rest of the money, it's going toward our trip to Hawaii next July for our 10-year wedding anniversary.
Wow. But your 10-year is in next July?
Yes.
Well, congratulations in advance. That's going to be fun. Hawaii is a great place.
Thanks.
I've been there before. I think you've probably been there before, right?
Yes, yeah. I have. Mike has not been to Honolulu, though, which is where we're planning on going.
That's going to be fantastic. So, well, thank you for that. So let's start by talking about how you did it. That's what everyone wants to know. How did you get $2,000 in subscription volume in how many days was it exactly? Was it 30 days?
Yes.
30 days. So, Willie, how did you do it? Maybe you could give us some specifics. Everybody, if you're those of you that are able to grab a notepad and a pen, I would definitely do that. If you're driving, don't take notes. But maybe, Willie, if you could start by talking about specifically what did you do to get that? How did you make that happen?
Well, the first thing I did is I decided to do it. When I heard the challenge, I really knew I could do that. I could do $2,000 in 30 days, especially at this time of year. And so then I had to make a decision to do that, and I jumped on board and made the decision. And so then I got started with that, and I started really by making a list and going through people that I thought would probably jump on board right away. And then the second thing I did is I had so many people to follow up with. And I think personally, I had myself lost in follow-up. And when this contest came on, I said, I have all these people that I can follow up with. So I started making phone calls and just really got into massive action. And I went way outside of my comfort zone. I started sending text messages. I think Darla shared a script a few weeks ago about, hey, take 30 seconds and read this and tell me, are you going to send holiday cards, yes or no? What happened with that? Although I didn't get anybody for the $2,000, I probably have 20 people in the pipeline for next year for holiday cards. And I just made a list. But I just really got into massive action and said, I'm going to do this. I'm going to get outside of my comfort zone and just make it happen. And I did. I just made phone call, phone call, phone call. I found places where we probably all have this, where you waste time. You finish a phone call 10 minutes early and you walk around the house. And I just said, I'm going to use that time to make phone calls. And that's what I did.
So Willie just kind of gave you the blueprint right there. You know, first of all, she said she made a decision. And once she made that decision, all of a sudden resources became available to her, like first of all, tangible resources and then intangible resources became available to her because she made that decision. Then she made a list, and all of a sudden you start looking in places you wouldn't normally look, and then she took massive action. So there's a blueprint right there which can be applied to anything. You might say, you know, for the new year, within the first 90 days of the new year, you want to be an executive. Well, you have to decide that first. You may not know how you're going to get there. Willie didn't know how she was going to do it, but she made a decision. She made her list. She started making phone calls. She started messaging people. She started to see things, see people. You started to see people, Willie, that you didn't see before. You were seeing people. Yeah, and so that's kind of what she did. And so she kind of gave you the blueprint there. And it's really interesting because anybody who gets promoted in a period of time where they've got a set date, it's usually the same blueprint. So I'm curious to hear what Brenda and Michael did to make this happen. So I'll turn it over to you. Go ahead.
Awesome. Thank you, Jordan. Well, Mike and I, very much like Willie, we got on purpose and with intention when we learned what the goal was of $2,000. Mike helped me, because he's good with numbers, is we sat down and said 2,000 divided by 147 is 13.6, so we need 14 people. And we've had a network. I've been out networking for months, and very much like Willie, made a list and went to a lot more networking groups, and made sure that we got our book, Life's Real Currency, in people's hands, which shares with them why it's so important to build relationships in their business. And SOC is the perfect platform, or Send Out Cards is the perfect platform for them to glue their customers or their prospects to their business. So we made sure they had that book, which gave them a reason to then need a system to use to send their holiday cards or to send their follow-up.
Right. And so your book, by the way, congratulations on your new book, Life's Real Currency. It's a great book. I've read it cover to cover, and I love it. And so you used your book kind of like as a door opener, and probably directed them to a specific chapter that you wanted them to read. Did you do that, or did you have them read the whole thing?
We had them read the whole thing because it's a really short read, as you know, Jordan. But we also pointed to the testimonies so that people knew why it was so powerful.
Gotcha. Now, I'm sure a lot of people have the question, how many of them were $17 accounts? How many of them were, you know, what percentage maybe? Maybe tell us how many accounts you signed up approximately, and tell us approximately what percent were $17 accounts, what percent were $97 accounts, and what percent were $147 accounts. I'll start with you, Michael, and Brenda. Michael, do you want to chime in? Is Michael with you? Oh, there he is.
Yeah. Basically, what happened, Jordan, is Brenda, I got to give all the credit here to Brenda. She's the one that's actually out networking and doing that while I work a traditional job. Basically, my role is just to support her. We collaborate a lot on strategy and just coming up with ideas. So that's the nice part of being able to work with Brenda in the business. But she ended up signing up 14 $147 accounts, $297 accounts, $217 accounts.
Wait, how many 97s?
Two.
Two 97s, 14 147 accounts, and how many 17s?
Two.
Two.
And she and she also
Go ahead.
Two Elite Plus packages. In all of that, so she really went out there and just knocked it out of the park.
So the elite packages that you sold, you got double commission on those as well, didn't you?
Yes.
Wow, that's fantastic. Okay, so that's interesting. So you brought in $1,447 subscriptions, and some people are just like, they're shaking their head, going, they're baffled by that. But I think what you probably did is you told people that they could send 100 Christmas cards or holiday cards out for $197, right? Isn't that what you did?
Exactly.
Yep.
Which by anybody can do that right now. You can still do that. It's like 100 cards for a New Year's 100 New Year's cards for $197. It's $147 for the subscription for the first month, and then $50 for postage because you have to pay you know, you get 100 free cards on the 100 free group send cards on the $147 plan, plus $50 in postage. That's 50 stamps or 100 stamps times 50 cents. So it's $197. And then at that point, they can decide, you know, do they want to downgrade to another subscription or do they want to keep it there? And a lot of people will want to keep it because they'll see the value and the benefit of the system. So that is fantastic, Mike and Brenda. Is there anything you want to add?
No, just Jordan, I think there's a lot of resources out there in the SOC store. I mean, between Cody's book, your book, book by Mark Herdering, I think there's a lot of ways to be able to educate people about the value of what we do. Really, it's just about getting that information in front of people and making them realize that this is a great way to stay in touch with the customers and clients.
Absolutely. Good job. Willie, tell us about how many 17s, how many 97s, and how many 147s.
Well, I'm glad you started with them because when you asked the question, I had no idea. I'd never counted that. I will tell you, I had a lot of people that signed up for the zero but sent a lot of cards. And I'm like, what are you doing? I probably had, I don't know how many, 10 of those maybe. And they don't count for the contest, but people do that. I had 4 17s, 5 97s, and 10 147s.
Okay, so your numbers were, you had fewer 147s, but still quite a few. The majority were the 147s. And I imagine you used the same strategy that we just talked about that Darla came up with?
Well, the strategy I use with a lot of people is as I explain the accounts, when I got to the 147, I would say the 147 plan is the one I am on. And then I talked about you could send 100 free cards. And after I explained it, and I said, and that would be the plan I would recommend for you. And as soon as I would say that, people would go, yeah, that's the plan for me, and sign up for it. And so I found the magic words were, that's the plan I'm on. I recommend it for you.
Great. Okay, I love it. All right, so here's something that maybe you've thought of and maybe you haven't, but I'm sure that most of the people listening into the call tonight have not thought of this. So not only did you earn a $2,000 bonus and you know the double bonus on the elite package, but you've now got a minimum of $2,000 in volume. And if you take $2,000 and you take 20% of that, that's $400 a month, which is close to $5,000 a year. That's assuming those people don't send any gifts and they don't send any campaigns above the 100. Some of them own businesses and will spend more than that. So you probably increased your income by somewhere in the range of $7,000 to $10,000 a year just from that 30 days of work. Did you ever think about that?
No, but that's
really
exciting. I'm very excited about that. Thank you for sharing that.
You just increased your income by $7,000 to $10,000 a year, and that's assuming none of them become referral partners and none of them – because what's going to happen is some of those people they've sent cards to are going to say, I want to do this too because I have three people interested in doing it as well. So it's not just $7,000 to $10,000 a year. It might be $15,000 to $20,000 a year or even more over the next few years. That's the power of leverage. That's the power of residual income. Brenda and Michael, did you think about that?
We did somewhat, Jordan, in the residual income, but I didn't take it out over a year and think of it that way. And one of our $97 accounts has already upgraded to the 147 and is planning on upgrading to a referral partner because
See,
of the power
go.
Of the cards she was sending.
That is fantastic. Okay, we're going to have to wrap this up here in about a minute, but I want to end with this, because this is a question that a lot of people have, because, you know, everybody has their ups and downs. There's a lot of times where people get discouraged and they wonder if it's worth it and those kinds of things. The question I have for both of you, and you can just take, you know, 30 seconds to a minute to answer on each one of these, is on this question, is what keeps you going? What keeps you working the business? What keeps you excited about the business? And I'll start with you, Willie.
I absolutely believe in this business and the power of cards. And I have loved greeting cards since the beginning of time, or since I was a very little girl. And to get cards in the mail was so much fun to me. I'd count how many we got and where they came from and what states. And I just love getting cards. And so to turn that around, I love to send cards. And so it's so much fun. This challenge was actually very fun because I could help people do what I'm very passionate about. And now many of these new customers I have would never have even tried this if I hadn't done the challenge. And then they're so excited. I have people calling me. They're so excited about sending these cards and what people say. So I'm really following my life's passion.
I love it. That's great, Willie. I really appreciate you, by the way. I really appreciate you, and I respect you, and I'm very, very grateful that we have an opportunity to be on this path together.
Thank you. I'm grateful for you, too, Jordan. I really appreciate your support.
Thank you. Brenda and Michael, what keeps you going?
It really is the relationship, Jordan, and helping businesses to realize that the power is in building relationships and staying in touch with their customers. And we just love helping businesses grow their business. And when we think about that, even when we're having a down day and think of the value that we're adding to businesses, that's what keeps us going.
I think the other thing too, Jordan, is I think we get caught up in the card. But really, it's more than a card. It's the emotions and the feelings that are attached to that card that really have an emotional impact in people's hearts. And I think that's what is different about what we do.
That's fantastic. And again, congratulations to both of you on the publishing of your new book. I know the book's been doing very well. I've been hearing a lot of chatter about it. That's very exciting. And likewise, I'm very, very grateful that we're working together and that we're business associates and friends. So I have a lot of respect for you as well. So thank you, Brenda. Thank you, Michael. And thank you, Willie. And I think that's going to wrap up our call for tonight. Are we going to open the lines, Emerald? Are you going to be able to do that? On the count of three, go ahead and tell me your name and the city you're calling from, and we'll see if the lines open. 1, 2, and 3.